USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another person is leaving the Trump administration. The president tweeting the news. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen will be leaving her position, and I would like to thank her for her service. Nielsen took fire from Democrats and immigration groups for her actions during the border migrant controversies. She also took Twitter fire from the president for not being tough enough. The current Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, Kevin McAleenan, will serve as acting secretary. As congressional Democrats increase their pressure to see the full Mueller report on Russia, his personal attorney says the president
has told everybody, the world, I am comfortable with everything being released. Now, the president can't change the law. Now the attorney general has to apply that. He wants to do maximum transparency. I'm sure we'll get just about all of it. I hope we get all of it.
Rudy Giuliani was on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump recently threatened to close the southern border, saying Mexico and Central American countries aren't doing enough to stop illegal immigration. On Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said following the threat, Mexico has changed the way it operates.
In the last week, Mexico really has stepped it up for the very first time. They're preventing people from coming in on their own southern border down towards Guatemala and Honduras. And they're also accepting more of the folks who cross into the United States back into Mexico.
There's now horse racing at the Santa Anita track where potential Kentucky Derby entries are being seen. But 23 horses have died at the iconic track since December. Heather Wilson is one of the 50 who want the track closed.
Our goal today is to increase the pressure on this death track. We want it shut down. We want horse racing to end in California.
After a shutdown of more than 3 weeks, the track reopened this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man decides to jump in the ring with a legendary wrestler without any permission, and now he faces criminal charges. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The 26-year-old man from Nebraska jumped into the ring and tackled Bret the Hitman Hart during the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies on Saturday night. The attacker was able to get a punch on the 61-year-old pro wrestling legend after entering the ring from behind Hart. This man was in the stands watching.
I was just watching him do his speech, and just kind of out of nowhere, a fan came out of the corner of the room and slid into the ring and kind of grabbed him.
The attacker was quickly overwhelmed by security and a lot of other wrestlers who were close by. They're at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Republican presidential candidate weighs in on the Trump tax returns controversy. Here's USA's Rick Vincent with more.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney says he wishes President Trump would publicly release his tax returns, but tells NBC's Meet the Press it's not a good idea for Democrats to try and force it through legislative action.
The Democrats are just playing along his handbook, which is going after his tax returns through a legislative action is moronic. That's not going to happen. The courts are not going to say that you can compel a person running for office to release their tax returns.
Romney believes the courts would strike down the Democrats' action. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.